just push the button. Okay.
Oh, is it time?
We've got a false start, folks.
Oh, is that? Did we just push the button?
Yeah.
What the world?
This tale needs an animal.
It's not intended for children.
No.
Yeah. Or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Ow!
This project is extremely dangerous.
Because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast.
Hell yeah.
Featuring Matt Starnslore.
Hello!
Carol the Cat.
Yo!
The Giddy Geeker.
Woo!
And Tiffany the Technician.
Hi.
Pure energy!
Hi! It's Tiffany, she's back!
And Ryan, you're on your way.
Oh, good. That's good to know. Thank you. Let me know when I arrive.
Hope you arrive soon. Send them the clones. Oh, sorry. What happened? Episode 104 of the Guardians of the Geekery. And probably, let's see, we've got everybody here.
We do.
We've been like rotating things out.
Plus the original fifth Beatle before the second fifth Beatle.
Hi.
We had called Jim Ryan the fifth Beatle, and then we gave Davey the fifth Beatle title.
Right.
And Jim Ryan heard it and was very hurt.
So are you Stu Sutcliffe or Pete Best?
I think we determined I'm Stuart Sutcliffe.
Okay, so Davey's Pete Best.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
It's all right, though. It's okay. He's using the title Davey. Much better than I ever did.
So this is a special edition of Guardians of the Geekery.
It feels special.
Do you? No, that's just, you're sitting in your chair wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Somebody left a pen straight up.
Yeah.
Yowzers!
Anyway.
So why is it really special, Joey, the Giddy Geeker?
Well, this is the second annual Geek Gala Flash Fiction Contest.
It seems like we were just doing this a year ago.
I know.
Oh, we were.
And, oh, God, it was a year ago.
Oh, that's why. All right, good.
Wow. Yeah.
We gave people a little bit more time
this
time.
It'll be all right. Just keep drinking.
Yeah, I know.
A lot.
And, I am talking here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. We mistook you for Klingon Chris and just started talking over you. I'm sorry.
This must be the talkover show. Nobody ever gets really safe.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
so we're getting to the specialness. So Flash Fiction Contest.
So it's the Flash Fiction Contest. Last year, as you know, it was the theme of the Geek Gala was Monster Mash. And so we asked people to write a short story from the point of view of the monster.
Oh.
And this year, our theme is Lost in Galactic Spaceballs.
Okay.
So we asked people to write a short story from the perspective of Lost in Space. And from the cornucopia of submissions that we received, we are happy to announce the winner.
Oh,
unanimously.
This is the first year where it's unanimous in this. And it was none other than... And we actually asked Jim Ryan, the original Fifth Beatle, to come over just so that he could read it for us.
Indeed.
And I will let you announce the winner.
Yes.
The winner of of the next annual contest.
The next annual?
Whatever Flash it is fiction that we're calling contest.
Second. Flash Fiction. Second the annual. Second annual Flash Fiction Contest. Thank you.
Learn?
J.C. Craig.
Yes.
Or Jim Craig, to those who know him.
Oh, Jim Craig. We know him. That's awesome.
And his title is?
His title is Adrift in the Void.
Ooh.
And without further ado, we'd like to present to you the reading of the winning Flash Fiction entry by J.C. Craig, a.k.a. Jim Craig of Mist in the Void, as read by voice actor Jim Ryan.
Yes, no, Jim.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm ready. Is that who I am? Okay. All right. Good, good, good. I got to lock that identity in place. Okay, good. I'm ready to go.
That's not part of the story.
No.
I'm sorry. This is all preamble. I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Those of you who know me, I'm all preamble.
Okay, we'll have a moment of silence and begin.
Adrift in the Void by J.C. Craig. Ensign Schmidt pressed the record button on the panel of his wrist console. Personal log. Date unknown. I was leaving Airlock 4 with Officers Singh and Tucker to do a routine maintenance check on the main communication antenna when something bumped my helmet. I'm not sure what happened, but now I find myself in complete darkness. I can't see the ship or the stars. I can't even see the readout on my wrist console. I can still hear the air circulation pump in my helmet. But without my wrist console, I have no idea how long I've been out here, or how much longer my air supply will last. There are no signs of Singh and Tucker. I hope that they avoided whatever happened to me. Maybe they're searching for me. I'm not sure how they'll find me in this darkness. Maybe my helmet was breached, and these are the last firings of my synapses before they shut down for good. Is this how a brain copes with impending death? Or is this some kind of afterlife? Am I destined to drift forever in this void? Will I encounter others? Or will I spend eternity alone in this darkness? Oddly, I'm not experiencing any anxiety or feeling of dread. Although I'm completely alone, I've never felt so connected to the universe. I am one with the cosmos. About 10 meters away, Singh and Tucker watched and listened. Singh gestured to tell Tucker to switch his communicator to channel 2. "Do you think we should tell him that you pushed his sun visor down?" Singh asked. "No, no," said Tucker. "Not yet. I want to see where he goes with this."
Wow. Great interpretation and great reading. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Excellent work. I loved this one. This was great.
That was actually awesome. Yeah. That was like the first one I read, and nothing quite came to the same level as that. So, sorry, everyone else. You were close. But...
yeah. But, you know, again, a great group of entries. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing this again next year. So Jim Craig has actually qualified for a free ticket to the Geek Gala. And we'll be putting this podcast out tomorrow, which would be today when you're listening to it. How's that for a little mind frack for you? And it's not too late for you to get a ticket for the Geek Gala. So if you entered the contest and were waiting to buy your ticket to see if you'd win one, you didn't. Geekgala.com. But because we love you so much, if you go ahead and order your ticket now before October 1st, you'll get a free t-shirt just for you. We're not doing that for anybody else, but everybody else who bought their ticket before October 1st.
So do it. Go and get your ticket. Come to the Geek Gala.
Yes. We're going to have lots of fun, and Carol's going to belly dance.
Yes.
And with that being said,
congratulations, Jim Craig. Are we just going to continue? Or
no. Congratulations, Jim Craig. Thanks, Jim Ryan, for joining us as the fifth Beatle. Now get out of my house.
Okay.
And away we go.
Thank you for listening to Guardians
Jim,
of the
come back. I was joking. Jim.
No, go.
Jim.
I'm going to get my jacket.
Facebook.com/Guardians of the Geek And on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geek.
Anyway.
Take a left at Macy's.
Go
to the garage.
Guys, I can't find the door.
Put your visor back up.
It's all back up here.